I think it's kind of the whole question about, you know, compiler magic and how much magic should your compiler have. And there are kind of different philosophies on that. You know, some languages like C says that there's no magic at all. You know, you kind of write, you write the exact code and the compiler just produces it. C++ actually has a fair bit of magic, and there's some other languages that have, you know, like language like Smalltalk might be all magic. I don't know. Depends on your perspective. For us, I think we think about magic kind of as a way to make the programmer's task easier, and that's the kind of place where we apply it. So you can think of for each as a perfect example of magic. And for each is good magic in my book, you know.
But in the same vein, you've added these sort of ideas of closure around local variables with autonomous methods that people didn't have to think about before.
Correct.
And they're actually fairly complex and confusing.
I agree. I agree. The way anonymous methods work is fairly complex and confusing, and I think there's a real danger in, so like you used the term closure, and I think there's a real danger in kind of taking existing terms from other languages and applying them to C sharp, because they don't, it isn't necessarily the right term for what we have implemented. And I think,
actually, I thought of it as closure until I go and look at the code output from
and you can see that it isn't a closure, is it?